Now, earlier today, the Bavenda King Tony Mbepu Rabubalana has offered to pay back the money he received from the VBS Mutual Bank if it's been proven the cash was given to him illegally. Now, that's what came out of Advocate Terry Madao's report. He says the King received 17.7 million in gratuitous payments from the bank. Let's get the King's spokesperson to answer to these allegations. Matiba Makonde joins us now. Matiba, thank you so much for your time on the program this evening. So, first of all, we've heard what the King has had to say about returning the money. First of all, what leads him to believe that this money was perhaps the proceeds of crime?
Thank you so much. And to your listeners, good evening. You know, in terms of our tradition, subjects, depending on how resourceful they are, from time to time, they volunteer to give whatever they can give to kings and queens. And such is the case also here with the subject of His Majesty, the King of Bavenda, Tony Mbepu Rabubalana, that there were people and entities that volunteered and gave him whatever they felt they had the capacity to give.
Yes.
Unfortunately, some of these entities and people or individuals or fellows are the ones that are mentioned in the report. And the report it say that these monies, these gifts were tainted. They were not bona fide gifts. It is as a result of that, that the King is saying, with this knowledge now, he realizes that he was made to do things that are not acceptable. And therefore, he's saying he's prepared to sit with authorities that are in charge of the processes, to streamline whatever is there in the figures that are written in the report,
all right,
so that then a determination can be made to repay that which needs to be repaid.
I just need you to explain something to me, because I've been listening to what you say and I'm a little bit confused. What you are saying implies that certain...
Well,
help me to clear this up, please. My understanding from what you've just said is not that the King received amounts directly from VBS Bank, but that certain individuals who may have been unscrupulous received money from VBS Bank and passed that on to the King. Now, that's not the way I understand. My understanding is that the amount left VBS Bank and went straight into the King's account. Which of those is correct?
If you listened to Terry Mutau himself on Tim Modise show, he was asked a direct question as to whether the King was himself directly involved in the looting of monies from VBS. And the answer was no, he was not. It was through entities and individuals who got monies from VBS, and he received these gifts and whatever was given to him through these entities and individuals.
Who are these individuals, Matiba?
It is there. No, they are there in the report. And some of them went out publicly in the year and apologized publicly that through their conduct they brought the name of His Majesty into disrepute.
Who is it who apologized? The very investment people.
They did so.
Yes. All right. So the person handling the King's finances, at any point, did the person who handles the King's finances look at these payments and say, these payments don't look legitimate? It looks like there could be something wrong with them.
You know, if you talk about the person who handles the King's resources,
yes,
or the whatever, the offices of queens and kings in this country are not as sophisticated as you portraying them. That
They've
got offices that deal with, yes, they're not.
But it's such a lot of money that is coming into the kingdom. Wouldn't you say they require those sorts of resources?
There's not a lot of money or resources that come into the King's offices. All I'm saying is that you don't have those people that you are talking about that will be sitting every day looking into the monies that come into a traditional leaderships and kings and queens. But the long and short of it is that we have realized that these monies, these resources were tainted. Now the King is saying, with this in mind, with this knowledge from the report by Advocate Terry Mutau, we cannot ignore these things.
Right.
He feels very pained about what happened to VBS. He's pained about the people that lost their money, hard-earned money. And as a result of that, he'd say, let's do something to make sure that we are part of the people and institutions that are committed to address these problems.
All right. You've mentioned that that the king does not receive a lot of money. So wouldn't an amount like even R1 million or more than that, wouldn't that stand out as quite an unusually large amount of money to be entering a bank account if the king does not receive a lot of money?
I was clarifying your question when you said they receive a lot of money, without knowing how much you meant by a lot of money. So, but I'm saying that you don't have, unlike in an institution like VBS where they had chartered accountants who ended up misleading people, according to the report. They misled everybody. The Reserve Bank as well was misled to believe that things were done correctly because of financial statements that were not qualified. It was only National Treasury that picked this problem up, but everybody else was deceived, believed that things were running smoothly. So to suggest that the king was supposed to have been a very special person to not be deceived when actually everybody else was being deceived. So I'm saying that now we know that the wrong things that happen, and we are calling upon those who are in charge, the Reserve Bank, the curator, and government, to say the king is saying, let's work together to identify wrongs and see what we can do to correct that.
Right.
And in his case, he is saying the monies, the resources that are identified as those that are coming from tainted sources, he is prepared to make sure that they are returned.
All right. So can you explain to me, just because I don't understand how the system works, in a system that you say is very unsophisticated, who handles the king's money? Who would have noticed that large sums of money were entering the king's bank account, but were essentially unaccounted for in a way?
So this is what happens. Traditional in our African tradition here. And people who know of these things, they will agree with me that what I'm telling you is the truth and only the truth.
Yes.
That people, individuals, subjects, entities, depending on their capacity, they volunteer gifts to traditional leaders. Some of these gifts are not even received by traditional leaders themselves, but by people who are there. And some of these resources are not even utilized by traditional leaders themselves, but by people who are there to assist that the work that is to be performed by the king or the queen goes on well.
Who is this person and what is their role? Is this a financial advisor? Is this the equivalent of what we would call the CEO, a CFO?
A CFO. No, right. There are no people such as that. Even if they were to be there, their qualifications are not in line with what you see CFOs to have today.
So the king trusts someone with hardly any qualifications to handle millions entering his bank account.
No. I'm not saying they get people who do not have qualifications. But I am saying, if you read that report and you are following the news regarding this matter, you will agree with me that is why we are saying, in that statement, the opening paragraph, we are saying that we would have loved to have a session with Terry Mutau so that we are assisted to understand this information that he has that is assisting him to come to that figure. Now, the king was not invited to be part of those sessions.
Yes.
We don't want to waste time on that, but we are saying that can we then be assisted to understand, have the breakdown, understand, to be assisted to understand what components or elements constitute this figure 17 million.
You're talking around the issue here, Mr. Makonde. You have access to a bank account. Surely you can go back, you can draw a statement and see how much money came from this source.
No, let me help you.
Please, because I'm really struggling here.
If you listen carefully, you will agree with me.
Can you not go back and get a bank account statement that shows how much money came from one particular implicated source?
Now, this is what I'm saying, that we can do that. But I can tell you that you won't have that 17 million rands in the account.
What amount would we have then?
Listen. You will not have that amount in the account. And precisely because Well, some of these monies will not be deposited into the account of His Majesty, I believe.
Where would they have gone, Mr. Makonde?
They will use different forms to bring them. Because sometimes there will be a card that is delivered to His Majesty. There will be another card that is delivered to His Majesty. I don't believe that you will have a card registered in the financial in the bank statement. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Very interesting indeed. Thank you very much for your time on the program this evening. Matiba Makonde is the Bavenda King's spokesperson.